The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
First of all, I want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. Again, we thank you for coming on here this afternoon and joining us for this special prophetic viewpoint. We're going to talk about anomalies in the heavens and possible war in the Mideast. Again, anomalies that are taking place in the heavens and war that is possible that is brewing in the Mideast. Again, we welcome everybody to the broadcast on here on Facebook Live, here on listening by podcast, watching by YouTube. If this is your first time joining us, again, we welcome you. We pray that you will be blessed by this message. We hope that you will let us know below in the comments that you are new, or if this is your first time, and where you're joining us from. Again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And tonight, as I said earlier, we're going to be dealing with a couple subjects here. The first one here is we're going to be dealing with the subject of anomalies that are taking place in heaven. I don't know if you guys have saw some of this that's come up recently reported by several outlets. Fox News has been reporting this, and other Science Alert and other outlets has been talking about this. But according to reports, Earth's magnetic field is gradually weakening in an area that stretches from Africa to South America. And this has left scientists baffled and trying to figure out why this is happening. According to reports, this weakening is also causing technical disturbances and some satellites that are orbiting the Earth. Scientists are using data from the European Space Agency's Swarm Constellation to improve our understanding of this area, which is known as the South Atlantic Anomaly. Again, the report went on to say that there is some strange occurrences that have been taking place there with, again, the Earth's magnetic field that's been causing disruptions to, again, satellites and other technical difficulties that's been going on with other things there that it's impacting. Now, we reported this last week, and then a few days later, there was an update given by Science Alert that revealed that this mysterious anomaly that is weakening the Earth's magnetic field is continuing to evolve, with the most recent observation showing that we could soon be dealing with more than one of these strange phenomena. According to the report, the South Atlantic Anomaly is the vast expanse of reduced magnetic intensity in the Earth's magnetic field, extending all the way from South America to Southwest Africa. Since our magnetic field acts as kind of a shield to protect Earth from solar winds and cosmic radiation, in addition to determining the location of the magnetic poles, any reduction in its strength is an important event that we need to monitor closely. It goes on to say that, quote, as these changes could ultimately have significant implications upon our planet. The report goes on to say that at the present, there is, quote, nothing to be alarmed about, but nevertheless, this seems to be evolving, and what was an area that was considered to be an anomaly that was only affecting an area that stretched from Africa to South America is evolving. And now they're saying that this, we could soon be dealing with more than one of these occurrences. So who knows what's going on? This is very strange. This is what we call, again, signs and wonders in the heavens. Listen, these are, if scientists can't figure this out, then what makes you and I think that we're going to try to figure this out? Again, we can speculate. We could play the guessing game. We could come up with all kinds of theories on what this actually could be. But nevertheless, this is, to me, this is very intriguing. It's very interesting. It's one of them things, again, when you go to Luke 21, Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, or in the heavens. And he even goes on to say there will be great and fearful signs from heaven. So this is very, again, very interesting to say the least. I want to show you something else. I want to get on to our next topic here. Our next topic is the intensity that is brewing in the Middle East right now. There's tensions rising in the Middle East that could actually get stronger. According to Michael Snyder did a blog on this, and he put a lot of news and different resources, put it together in one location. So I'm going to kind of give you some highlights of this, and I want to talk about this. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated recently that he would move ahead with a plan to annex portions of the West Bank in the months ahead. And even come to a vote as early as July, this July. Now, the report goes on to say that, if Benjamin Netanyahu actually is going to carry this out, it will almost certainly happen before the U.S. elections take place in November. So again, there's speculation that it could happen as early as July, but it will happen before the elections in November. The Trump administration is prepared to support Israel's annexation under certain conditions, but a Biden administration would be 100% opposed to such a move. So Michael Snyder went on to, again, this is his opinion, said that, quote, Netanyahu realizes this opportunity may never come again, and he's fully prepared to seize the moment. But of course, if Israel does annex large portions of the West Bank, this could easily spark a huge regional war. And that's the topic that we're talking about today. Palestinians and other allies there in the Mideast would never accept the annexation of any West Bank territory. In fact, Netanyahu seems absolutely determined to move and press ahead with these plans. And the following is from a report recently from Time magazine that quoted that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday pledged to annex parts of the occupied West Bank in the coming months, vowing to move ahead with the explosive plan despite a growing chorus of condemnation by key allies. Again, the Palestinians, who have a wide international backing, seek the entire West Bank as the heartland of a, quote, future independent state. Therefore, annexing any large chunks of this territory would all but completely destroy the faint remaining hopes of a, quote, two-state solution. According to one piece from the Horitz, it is reporting that Netanyahu specifically stated, quote, the target date for beginning annexation is the 1st of July, and we don't intend to change it. According to the report, the Americans said recently that they have prepared for annexation within weeks. Under the coalition agreement between different officials there in Israel by July 1st, meaning again in a month's time, Netanyahu will be able to bring the agreement reached within the United States on the issue of applying sovereignty to a debate in the security cabinet and the full cabinet and for the approval of the cabinet and or the Knesset. On Monday, Netanyahu told a meeting, said that, quote, the target date for beginning annexation again is July 1st, and we don't intend to change it. He then added that, quote, this is an opportunity that cannot be missed. All right. So again, in the South, Hamas and Islamic Jihad are not strong enough to completely invade Israel within themselves, but they will almost certainly begin firing rockets towards Israel in retaliation if Israel moves forward with this annexation of the West Bank. Now, having said that, remember Netanyahu has already warned if this continues with these rocket attacks, the mortar attacks, then they would carry out a full-scale conflict. And in the north of Israel, Hezbollah has reportedly more than 150,000 missiles aimed directly at Israeli cities as we speak. And Hezbollah was on the brink of a new war with Israel even before this talk of the annexation even became public. And then, of course, we have in the West Bank itself, the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has already voided all previous agreements with the U.S. and Israel because of this pending annexation. And he has come out and warning that there will be grave consequences if this actually carries out. Needless to say, most of Israel's Arab neighbors are also vehemently opposed to any annexation as well. One example is the King of Jordan, Abdullah, has even warned of a, quote, massive conflict if Israel does not back down from its plans to do this. And again, more than 2 weeks after Jordan's King Abdullah issued what can only be described as the sternest warning if Israel goes ahead with this annexation plan, Jordanian and Israelis are still wondering how Iman will react if Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does indeed go ahead and with his intention to annex parts of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley as early as July. In a May 15th interview with German magazine, Der Spiegel, the king warned of a, quote, massive conflict between Jordan and Israel if Israel really indeed carries out its annexed plans with the West Bank in July. For such a long time, the Mideast has seemingly been on the very brink of war. And just like the author here, Michael Snyder, says, quote, this could potentially be the trigger that finally pushes this over the edge. Of course, Netanyahu would never push the annexation until the Trump administration was willing to back it up. So this is all interesting, guys, to see how this is going to play out. According to the Trump plan itself and senior U.S. official, including Pompeo, Israeli annexation is dependent on the acceptance of the entire plan. Now, this is the plan of the century or the deal of the century that America presented a couple months ago. During this period, Israel is asked to freeze all construction and demolitions in the territory earmarked for the Palestinian state, as well as possibly in other areas. The plan also includes the establishment of a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem neighborhoods and the release of Palestinian prisoners. So this is what we are talking about today. We're talking about, we have, again, Jesus warned about there will be wars and rumors of wars and nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And then he said there will be signs and great and fearful signs from the heavens, the sun and the moon and stars. So today we presented to you a prophetic viewpoint regarding two points of interest that have trended on our main website, End Time Headlines, and that is, again, these strange anomalies that are taking place with the Earth's magnetic field and this possible powder keg that is really sizing up and taking place in the Mideast. So we need to keep our eyes on Israel. And I've always said they are the fig tree. They are the prophetic timepiece. What goes on with Israel is a major significance when it comes to Bible prophecy. So we are a little bit over a month away until July 1st. So we wanted to put this out there, get this out on our podcast, get it out on YouTube, get it out on Facebook Live, and so that we can have a point of reference to it, prayer, that we can pray over it. And then we need to keep our eyes on this and see indeed if Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indeed pushes forward to annex, again, the West Bank? And again, how will the Palestinian Authority react? How will Hamas act? How will Hezbollah act? How will Jordan and Turkey and Iman and all the other nations that are surrounding Israel, how will they respond? Remember, something has got to get this thing going. It seems like every year there's some type of conflict or war or some kind of scuffle that takes place in the Middle East. And everyone who studies eschatology, end times, and deals with these things, we're always watching these events to see if they will escalate. Will this be the powder keg? Will this be the wick that is lit to explode in the Middle East and push us forward to fulfill prophetic wars such as Ezekiel 38 and 39, the war of Gog and Magog? So all eyes are upon the Middle East, and keep your eyes on the heavens. Again, because again, Jesus said, as we get closer to the coming of the Lord and his return, we're going to see more and more great and fearful sights and signs from the sun, moon, and stars, and from the heavens. But I leave you with good news, and that is this: if you are a born again believer, if you're on the right side of the tracks, if your name's written in the Lamb's book of life, then Jesus said in Luke 21:28, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, what did he say, guys? He said, look up. He said, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So again, we wanted to bring you this quick update. As always, guys, we want to encourage you to visit our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see that information come up there right there on your screen. You guys on Facebook Live, you guys on YouTube, again, please go into our main website. That is our landing page there. Go click on that, or just type in at endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org. When you get there, please subscribe to our daily digest. You'll get one inbox. You'll get one digest in your inbox every single day, and it's going to keep you up to date with our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. And again, we want to encourage you, if you've not yet downloaded our official ETH app, please do that. It's available for you guys free to download, and it's available on iTunes. It's available on Google Play. If you've not yet done it, what are you waiting for? Go download that app, get all of our information, all of our breaking news alerts, get our messages, our podcasts, our YouTube messages. They're all going to be right there on the app, available for you right in your hand or your tablet. And again, it's absolutely free to do that. Again, if you've not yet subscribed, you guys on YouTube, listen, you guys on Facebook Live, we do have a podcast, and it is free, and it's available on Spotify, and it is available on Apple Podcast. If you get the time, please go subscribe to our free podcast. All these messages, such as this one, there are updates and so on and so forth, you'll be able to listen to those. Again, it's absolutely free, and we want to encourage you to do that. If you'd like to support this ministry, if this ministry is a continual source of edification, information, and revelation in your life on a weekly basis, and you'd like to be, if the Lord puts it on your heart, and you'd like to sow a seed into this ministry to help us remain strong for the rest of the year in 2020, you can do that by sowing a one-time gift. They're going to our main website. You can give electronically. If you have the app that you see there visually on your screen, you could click on that app, go to the app, go to the bottom. There's going to be a place all the way to the right at the bottom. Just click on that where it says donate, click on that. It's going to take you to a screen where you can give via by electronically. You can become a monthly partner to our ministry. Again, all of our messages are free. Our updates are free. Our app is free. Our digest is free. Everything is free. We just ask that if the Lord puts it upon your heart to partner with us and be a part of supporting and standing behind the vision of this ministry, we want to encourage you to do that. You guys can also give by check or money order if you wish to give that way. You can do so. That information, if you guys are watching by YouTube, you're going to see that come up on your screen as well. You guys listen by podcast as well. And on Facebook, you can give by End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312. Again, that's Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. Again, that is our physical ministry mailing address. there if you wish to give by check or money order. And as always, we greatly appreciate your prayers. We greatly appreciate your support to this ministry. We're going to be signing off today. We'll be back on here on Friday, and I'm hoping and praying that we will be able to finish our series that we did on the origin of Lucifer. We've got one more message to finish up that series, and I'm looking forward to doing that this Friday, Friday afternoon. We will finish up that series, and then we've got brand new messages coming up next week and probably for prophetic updates as well. So we're going to be signing off. We love you guys. God bless you. I want to pray the Lord's blessings upon you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his favor be upon you. I pray his protection be with you. I plead the blood of Jesus upon you and your family. I ask that the Lord keep you in all that you do. May you prosper in the works of your hands. May your marriage prosper. May your health prosper. May your finances prosper. And may you be the head and not the tail. And I declare that no weapon form or forged against you shall prosper, and every tongue that would try to rise against you in judgment, the Lord is condemning. And I pray so in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you on Friday.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.